What's good, everybody? I'm so sorry about any background noises as usual, because I'm sure that y'all often hear at least somewhat of a noise in my background. But I just wanted to really just touch on some important topics, and this is sort of an impromptu podcast episode, but I just really felt it on my spirit, and I'm gonna try really hard not to get super emotional about it, even though it's a really heavy topic. But as most of you guys know, and if you don't know, that Twitch, you know, he was the DJ on Ellen DeGeneres' show. I believe he was on Step Up, in that movie Step Up, and a bunch of other things. He recently committed suicide. And so my sister has sent me a video on YouTube of Tabitha Brown. It was a really short, maybe like a 4-minute video. And she was just super emotional and just, you know, basically telling people to not give up hope, and just talking about how it's so crazy, because literally just a few days ago, I was talking about this, how, you know, when you're born into this world, you're innocent. You know, you don't know anything about the world. You don't know really anything about yourself or what's to come. And then, you know, eventually you start to feel and experience things that you never expected, like pain and loss and trauma and, you know, all of these things. And what happens is over time they change you, and then you're never that innocent, completely happy, just pure person again. So the time that you have as a child is, you know, you have to really cherish it, because you know, once you start to experience the world and the not so good things in the world, you're never the same person. And unfortunately, some people just, they can't take it, or they think that they can't take it, and they feel like they want to give up. And I think that a lot of us have those days where it's just that we feel hopeless and helpless, and like there's nothing that we can do, when in reality, you know, you're so loved. If you don't feel like there's someone out there that loves you, there is someone out there that loves you and appreciates your life and is praying for you, or, you know, just wishing amazing things for you. And you have to just understand that when you go through bad things, it's a season. You don't know how long the season's going to last, but if you stick it out, you will overcome that, you know, that bad season in your life. And it's just, it's really overwhelming, because you never really know who's around you who has these same thoughts, or who's feeling like giving up on themselves. Because more often than not, the people who are, not all of them, but there are people out there in the world who are waking up smiling every day, or at least when they're in front of everyone else, they're putting on this facade like they're happy and like everything's all good. And those are the people who are suffering the most. But, you know, they've learned how to master the art of faking it, you know what I mean? And that's super frightening. I know that I've been that person, and sometimes I'm still that person who, you know, just kind of just wants everyone to think that I'm okay, because I don't ever want people to worry about me or to feel like I'm weak or, you know, to pity me. I've been that person. So I just think it's super important that anyone who's listening, you know, if you're dealing with something, if you're struggling with something, you know, just know that you are loved. Just know that your life matters. You're an important person. Just pray. Just don't give up on yourself. Just do not give up on yourself. You were given this one life. And even though it may feel like it's a lot, because let's be clear, like life is a lot. It's not completely easy. There are so many things that happen expectedly, unexpectedly, and it's overwhelming. And sometimes that shit does feel like, oh my God, like what the fuck am I gonna do next? How am I ever gonna get out of this situation? And I, you know, different things play a part. Sometimes it's just mental illness, but please, 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 please try your best to just not give up on yourself. I understand. I know that in some circumstances, you know, it just is what it is. Some people struggle with mental illness and they really can't control their thoughts or whatever the case may be. It's just for a person like me with my heart and my empathy and the way that I am, hearing that someone ended their life is always hits like a ton of bricks, whether I knew you or not. Like, it's just, it's like, it's just so eerie to even hear about it or imagine, you know, and then the people who are left behind with that tragedy, it's just like, I couldn't even imagine, like, I couldn't even imagine what that must feel like for his family, his wife, whoever else. And, you know, I know there's a lot of different theories going around. Oh, he could have never done that. And listen, I don't know. I don't know if more information will come out. I'm not sure. But for right now, just what it is, I'm not one of those types of people. I don't ever look at a person and think, there's no, he wasn't that type of guy or she wasn't that type of girl. Why not? Why not? Like, if you pay attention to a lot of breaking news, when people do in their lives, they always come off super happy. You know, most of the time, it's just a cover up. Trust me, I know. How many times do you wake up in the morning not feeling okay, but you make it seem like you are when you're around other people? It's the same thing. If you're struggling with, you know, heartbreak, you know, feel your feels and go through the motion, but just understand that it's not worth ending your life. It will get better. Time heals everything. You will be okay. You can move forward. You can find more love in your lifetime. There is more love in your lifetime. You know, you have the ability to love yourself more. Like, it's not worth taking your life. If you are dealing with grief, you know, me personally, that's something that's always very touchy. And I understand that if you haven't experienced, you know, losing someone really close to you, then you will, you know, you can't fully understand what that's like until you go through it. But what I can say is the pain of it, you'll learn how to better manage it. Like, it's not worth ending your own life. It's just not worth it. This is literally your one life. When you open your eyes as a baby, you were chosen. It's your one life, and you have to make it count. Everyone, I heard it somewhere. I'm pretty sure it's a very popular saying, but like, ever since I heard, you know, the only thing that is guaranteed in life is death, I think about it all of the time. I think about it all of the time. And I know that people probably interpret that in different ways. And maybe even when some people decide to do what they do, they figure like, you know, well, it was going to happen anyway. But I just feel like, make it count, like, make this life count. You know what I mean? Like, just make it count. Don't give up on yourself. Whatever strategy you have to use in order to, you know, cope, just do whatever it takes. I'm not going to tell everyone to pray. I don't know if, you know, not everyone is religious, and I'm not a person who would force that. But we're just all trying to navigate in this world, and it is really difficult, but it can also be extremely beautiful, and there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So I just really hope that, you know, if you're listening to this, and if you have those thoughts, and if you feel like your life doesn't matter, and if you feel like it's so difficult that you almost feel like, you know, you want it to end, please don't. Just know that you are loved. You're appreciated. Even if you cannot see the if you don't feel like you feel that love, or you can't see it, you are loved. You know, send a message, anything. We can talk, like, whatever it is, like, just, you know, there's always someone out there that's willing to talk to you and to help you and make you feel better and give you that hope that you need that could potentially save your life. So this is not really a podcast episode, to be honest with you. This is not like a short excuse to not upload my actual podcast episode, but this was just really on my heart, and I just wanted to share my feelings, and I just really hope that it resonates with anyone, because I know I've been there, so I understand. But, you know, just don't give up on yourself. I love you. There are people who love you. And yeah. But I just wanted to say that really quickly, guys. Can't wait to talk to you guys next time.